Hello.
Mark.
Yes.
I had to put my car in for an annual winter check-up this morning because, well, I didn't really want to hurt your feelings in saying that I was going over, but I didn't do it last year. But I'm here. I've been here for 9 o'clock this morning and I'm still here. Smurf. They're saying my car's an absolute shambles. They're asking if the person that's done it is even a qualified mechanic.
Ah, the fuck.
All they've said is, I mean, where have you took it? And I was like, well, my brother-in-law deals with it. And they just done, and walked away.
I'll come over wherever you are.
You want to speak to the girl at reception? I've been speaking to her for a while anyway. Here she is. Here and they'll get her.
Hello, hi, are you Kirsty's dad?
No, I'm her brother-in-law.
So we've got Thomas, our technician, who's looking at the car just now, because apparently there's still a lot of work that needs to be done in the car.
What work's this?
Well, I mean, I'm not really that clued up on cars myself, but I can always put on the technician to have a wee word with you if that's all right.
Yes.
Is this the owner of the vehicle?
No, this is the man that fixes it.
I'm told by reception that you've serviced this car yourself, is that right?
It's been serviced, yes.
Aye, it's been serviced. By whom?
Me.
Well, you are an idiot, mate, because you shouldn't be touching motors like this. This is a death trap. Do you know what you're doing? Do you know how to service a motor?
You're at it, you madman.
What garage do you work for?
I don't work in a garage.
No. Right. Listen to me, pal. You listen to me right now. Don't you touch any more motors, because you don't know what you're doing.
I'm going to come out of there. Where the f*** are you?
Don't get threatening with me, mate, right? Because you know you're in the wrong here, right?
In the wrong I'll come over there and knock you out.
How are you going to get over here in another car you've ruined? Listen to me. This is how you service a motor. Do you know how to change oil?
No.
Do you know how to change an oil filter?
Have you seen 12 years, you idiot.
Well, you clearly don't know what you're doing. I bet you don't even know what a spark plug is, idiot. Right, listen to me. Keep away from cars.
Keep away from cars? You're nasty. I'll tie you in knots with motors.
I want your name right now to I report you.
You're not getting my name, you're nasty.
I need your name right now and I want to know what garage. I want to know what garage you work for.
I've worked for plenty of garages.
Well, you'll not be working. I'll make sure you never work in this industry again.
You can phone any garage I've ever worked for.
Right, give me.
I'm a good mechanic.
Give me somewhere.
SW. For instance, was my last employer. He'll tell you the exact same.
Why did he sack you?
Didn't sack me, you nugget. I left.
Hello.
Aye.
What's happening?
Aye. I'm coming over right now, they're idiots. How is that cheeky?
What is it? Like, what have you done to the car?
They're just trying to get money out of you. They're trying to make me look like a.
Well, they're saying they want a grand to fix it. Man, I can't.
Hi. I'll take a grand right out of his nose.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, he's hung up.
Hello, mate.
I'll be over in 5 minutes, mate. Just you hold your horse.
No, you don't need to come over here, right? What you need to do is admit you were wrong. Admit that you don't know what you're doing. Yeah. Listen, if you've worked in the car that you're bringing over, it's probably not going to make it anyway.
Aye, I'll be right. Just wait.
The girl said you're William. Is that right?
That's right, aye.
I'll be reporting you to the authorities. So my advice to you is to leave the country.
How are you going to report me when I take your jaw off?
Do you want my name? You think I'm not? Yeah, I'm scared to get you my name, eh?
Aye, go for it then.
George Bowie.
No.
Tell you what it is, Smurf, it's 100 quid for Kirsty at Christmas, so you better get an upgraded present this year.
Aye.
Top job. Well played, Smurf. Listen, it's been lovely to meet you, pal. See you after. Kirsty, you were amazing.
Thanks. Bye.